Today is Wednesday, September 30th, 2009, and I'm Stephanie, and I'm sitting here with Sally Spar.
Yeah.
Is that right? And so thank you so much for volunteering to come over. Now, your business is Spar's Greenhouse.
Yes.
How long have you been coming to the market, Sally?
April of 1964.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Have you personally been here since then? Or?
Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed you were old enough to come that long. How old were you in 64? Do you mind if I ask? Were you a kid?
No, I was just married.
Just married, okay. So, what do you do at Spar's Greenhouse? What are you growing? And that's in Plymouth?
Yes. Year round, it just depends what time of the year. We do spring, plants. For Easter, we do Easter plants. For Christmas, we do poinsettias and we make wreaths and Christmas decorations. We're a floral service flower shop at our store.
Oh, okay. In Plymouth?
In Plymouth, yes.
Okay.
We've been with FTD 30 years.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But on the market, I first came with my husband right after we were married.
Had his family already been doing it, or did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And his farm was bought out from his grandpa. His mom and dad bought it, the farm from the grandpa. So actually, Grandma Spar had been coming when it was in the courthouse.
Oh, really? So you have a long history with the market.
Spars have a long history with the market. At that time, she raised chickens and she brought chickens, right? But when I started coming, it was mostly greenhouse.
Uh-huh.
And it has continued to be mostly greenhouse and with just a little touch of floral artiste to it. We used to be actually where you are sitting right now.
Okay.
There used to be a parking lot. We used to park our truck in the parking lot over there.
Oh,
we'd
really?
Sit on the bumper of the truck. And that was before tailgating, and we would bring maybe 500 to 1,000 mums on a game Saturday, and we would sell out.
Wow. So all those people would come down here before they went to the game?
Yes. And then they would decorate their houses with the yellow mums.
Mm-hmm. Mostly
yellow mums and blue paper. And over the years, the house mums have switched over to the Hardy mums in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
We actually specialized in mums at that point. In the 60s and 70s, in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually did raise them year-round, and we would go during the week when we were not on the market, we would go to other flower shops, and we would sell our mums.
So house mums was a kind of mum before Hardy mums, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the kind you have in your house and you decorate with. But for some reason, people gone the European way, which means we swung over to making more cut flowers.
Mm-hmm. So they have their only mums that they plant in the ground now.
Yes.
Okay.
The only mums that we raise are around Easter.
Okay.
And those would be your indoor mums, but they can eventually be planted outside. And now that's only a small portion of what we sell. We have a lot of bulb plants that we sell.
Mm-hmm.
And Easter lilies. We grow our own Easter lilies. Mm. And most everything we grow. In the early 80s, we took a couple greenhouses and we made big beds out of them. And we grow our own roses now.
Wow, really?
And we grow them probably for sale about 7 to 8 months of the year. The rest of the year they rest and we turn the heat down in there, so it's just above freezing, so the plants don't freeze, and they rest for 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm. When does that start?
And that starts in November, when the days are shorter, because it's just really not enough roses to supply us with it, and the cost of the heat is so phenomenal.
Yes.
So most, we have about an acre under glass, and we do plant some cut flowers outside. During the winter, most of the back, like a good half acre, is closed down, or some of them are turned off completely because of the cost of the heat. And we keep our front, like a half acre, like with poinsettias at Christmas time, and then right after Christmas, we start into spring again.
Yeah.
We'll get our hydrangeas in, and either the 1st of January or the end of Christmas, and we grow some of the beautiful big old-fashioned hydrangeas that you see for, that people have for inside plants,
mm-hmm.
for Easter,
mm-hmm.
among azaleas and every other Easter plant you could think of.
About how many acres are you cultivating then?
We're only cultivating like a fourth of an acre outside.
Outside, and then about an acre inside.
Yeah. Like earlier this year we grew our snapdragons and our gladiolas inside, and now that's in our outside beds.
Uh-huh.
We have a few perennials, but not that much outside that we cut from. Mostly we plant each year.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the spring, we have iris, and we'll raise maybe between 2,000 to 5,000 iris, just cut flowers.
Wow.
And between the flower shop and the market, they're all used up.
That's
so
fantastic. How long have you had the shop?
The flower shop we opened in 73.
Oh, so that's been a while,
I think,
too.
We became FTD in 74, the end of 74. And we became FTD, I think, in 76.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember they were celebrating the bicentennial.
So. Oh, okay.
Would that be 53 years or 28 years, actually, in FTD than it was?
Fantastic.
Something like that, mm-hmm. I guess. After 25, I always wanted to be 25 years in FTDs, but after 25, I stopped counting it.
Now, do you also work in the shop, Sally, when you're not at the
when
market?
When I'm not at the market, I manage the flower shop, and I also do most of the bookkeeping
mm-hmm.
in the shop. We, of course, have our bookkeeping outside, you know, our end-of-the-year stuff. But
mm-hmm.
I do all the daily stuff and the preparation for the accountant to do it at the end of the year. And actually, we have a computer that does, you know, almost all of the accounting for us. It's just meant for a florist, which makes it very, very nice.
That is good.
Very nice. But the market, I've seen people come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And like my husband actually came with his mom when he was in her womb. And
wow.
My children have come to the market, too. Most of them have chosen other careers.
How many children do you have?
I have four children, and only one of them chose horticulture.
Uh-huh.
He went to Michigan State, and he got his bachelor's in horticulture, and he stays close, but he does a lot of other things too. At one time we had as many as 5 flower shops running, and now we're just down to 1, and we're pretty happy with that.
A little less crazy.
Yeah. And we enjoy the market.
What do you like about working at the market?
I think it's the people. The market people themselves and the customers. I've had customers since I can remember since I first came.
That still come and shop with you?
Oh, yes, yes. It's sad to watch them get old. Some of them have passed away,
mm-hmm.
but it's very sad. But a lot of times during the winter, they'll come out to the store to visit us because we can't come once a heavy frost. Heavy cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might tent or to keep our plants or our flowers warm, but once it gets where it's freezing out, so solid that I've had ice form on the cut flowers on the table, and that's not good.
You know, that's when it's time to go home, right?
Right, and not to come to the market when we usually start back in March when it's warm enough, and even then, and that's when we sell our iris. That's
mm-hmm.
when our iris starts. We raise stargazer lilies. We raise them year round. We discovered that Ann Arbor really likes them. And so, and actually, in January and February, there's not enough sun. We cannot get them to bloom, even though we have them. So in March and April, we have.
They all come at once.
Come at once. Yeah, we plant them. We plant them and plant them in batches. We plant them any place between 200 and 600 a week.
Oh my goodness.
And the stargazer lilies. And at the highest part of the year, we'll have about 600 to 1,000 blooms.
Mm.
And usually between the flower shop and the market, Ann Arbor has a very zesty appetite for cut flowers. They are a very European town, or a mixture. What do you call the word, cosmopolitan?
No, I suppose that would be a good
word for it.
It's a very
extremely cosmopolitan city. To find this in Michigan
mm-hmm.
is sort of amazing. But I have customers that have become dear friends that are from India, and lots of people come over and get their Orientals will come over and finish their actual doctor's degrees and apprentice and what is that called?
Do their medical residency.
Their first part here in America, and then they'll go back to their country, and some prefer to stay. But I have met just so many different people, and there is a basic core. The people that live in Ann Arbor and have lived in Ann Arbor, but there's a whole group of transit people that stay 4 to 6 years and then they move on.
That's so true.
And
it's nice that you can make friends with them for the short time that they are here. That's great.
Oh, yes, yes. A farmer's market, there's nothing like being outside and taking care of people. And I've often wondered when I see the ladies all dressed in their fancy high heels. Coming down to the market or coming into the store, or sometimes I'll do delivering for the flower shop. And I see them, and I'm so glad that I chose this kind of a life instead of that. Wearing the high heels, getting dressed up every day. I really, really enjoy the people and being out and outside and selling a product that makes people smile.
Yeah, that is really great, isn't it? Something that's beautiful. It's a real special thing to be doing.
Yeah,
now, Sally, were you from a farming family? Did you have any background in growing before you got married?
No. My mother always had a very big garden, and my dad, but he worked for Ford, so we're a Ford family. And the garden was very, very important. We watched as, the cherry tree bloomed or the peach tree bloomed, and we would sit quite often in the plum trees or the apple trees and eat the apples before they were ready. But I lived in Garden City, which was quite rural at the time. Now it's very